What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Kai's Match Wrestling Recap. Let's get right into an action-packed, very entertaining Monday Night Raw. How you doing, man?
I'm doing it right. Even with the cuts that they cut, Braun Strowman and all those other stars, Raw was great.
I would have to say it's one of the best Raws I've seen in quite a while. Let's get right into this thing.
Yes, sir, with the Tag Team Battle Royale opening up Monday Night Raw. RK-Bro, we have The New Day, Viking Raiders, Mason T-Bart, Lince Dorado, with Grand Metalik actually out from injury, Lince Dorado doing it solo. Good for him. Before the match actually begins, John Morrison comes out saying he is going to enter on behalf of Miz, who is actually injured, but Miz actually still is ringside for the match to watch John Morrison. Orton and Riddle start this match actually hitting New Day with RKO's. Miz, the goofball that he is, has a squirt gun in his pocket trying to help Morrison with eliminations. Still does, but didn't come up too handy. The match ends with actually the Viking Raiders standing tall.
Man, I was really pulling for RK-Bro here. I was a little sad to see them lose. I want to see them win those Raw Tag Team Championships. We then see Elias out next talking about the mishap last week with Jackson Ryker.
As Jackson Ryker attacks him from behind, starting this match off, Elias knew Ryker meant business after Elias runs away, allowing a countout victory, leaving Ryker just pissed off in that ring.
You know what? I was watching a video the other day saying how the WWE breaks up these tag teams way too soon, but I thought they were a pretty good team, and I'm sad to see WWE breaking up all these good teams. If they break up RK-Bro, that will be the straw for me, man. I will be pissed off.
Drew McIntyre is out next in the ring for his contract signing against Bobby Lashley, who is actually nowhere to be found even with the music playing. He still does not show. Bobby eventually appears on the big screen, the Titantron, in the back with all those women and MVP just dancing around him while he's sitting on the
sofa. Living the high life.
Drew McIntyre does sign the contract actually without hesitation, as Bobby Lashley actually made the contract a no rematch clause, and it's actually inside Hell in a Cell. Hey Drew, I guess you gotta read the contract. He was a little too pissed off and just wanted to get right to it.
We then see Humberto Carrillo take on Ricochet next in a very action-packed, high-flying match.
We learned that the winner of this match will face Sheamus for the United States Championship at Hell in a Cell. Well, Carrillo does go for a Spanish fly outside the ring onto Ricochet, as both men cannot make it back into the ring for the ref's 10 count. Well, we're gonna have to wait and see what happens next week, huh?
Maybe a triple threat for that U.S. title at Hell in a Cell?
That's where they're going.
I must say, it was finally good to see something new. Jeff Hardy take on Cedric Alexander next.
Yes, finally something new is right. Oh, it just felt so good to see this, with actually Jeff getting a strong, well-fought win over Cedric Alexander with a Swanton Bomb and that Twist of Fate. Thank God we just saw this.
Jeff's got, you know, the moves still, man, and I think he's got enough time to make one more run for a major championship in WWE.
Hey, well, next is Asuka and Nikki Cross, as they actually take on Charlotte Flair and Raw Women's Champion Rhea Ripley.
Oh boy, these never end well.
This was interesting. I think we all kind of knew what was going to happen here. I was happy with the outcome of this match, with Rhea and Charlotte not being on the same page. Of course, Charlotte hits Rhea with a natural selection, allowing Nikki Cross to pin the champion.
I think come Hell in a Cell, the Queen will be your new Raw Women's Champion.
It's not going to be around here. It's going to be around here. Our next match of the night is Mansoor taking on Drew Gulak. This was great to see, a great battle of reversals until Mansoor reverses a pinfall for a huge win, as Riddle takes on Kofi Kingston next. Riddle going for an RKO. Randy ringside actually upset about it, with Kofi reversing it, hitting that Trouble in Paradise for the three count. Poor Riddle, but let me just say, Randy Orton was a little bit pissed at Riddle after this match.
Rough night for RK-Bro. We then see Alexa Bliss and Lily in the ring next.
For another edition of Alexa's Playground, as Shayna Baszler comes down, even being reminded earlier on before the segment by Nia Jax to watch out because Alexa Bliss is not like she was before. Well, soon enough, Shayna Baszler hears enough of it, actually taking Lily. Hey, Lily, I'm sorry, because Alexa said you better apologize to Lily, and actually throws her on the ground, stomps on her a few times.
Oh, boy.
As Alexa Bliss attacks her, runs out of the ring, lights start to flash. Shayna, the Queen of Spades, heads back into Gorilla as lights flicker and she locks herself into a dark room way backstage as she looks into a mirror, and Lily is in that mirror just playing games with Shayna as lights flicker on and off. She appears, disappears, and then Raw closes with Shayna screaming her lungs off as we fade to black. I think we saw who is Lily.
I mean, what is Shayna Baszler thinking here? Stomping Lily, friggin' pissing off Alexa Bliss in her demented ways? Matt and I have had some discussions on who Lily is. We'd love to get your comments and ideas. I personally think that it's Liv Morgan. Matt thinks it's Nikki Cross. And a wild card could be Paige. That would be interesting.
We'll have
so let us know who you think it is. Always like, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you for a SmackDown recap on Friday and a NASCAR recap on Sunday. Peace out. No chance, that's what you got.